Well, great morning, beloved. It's a great day already. It is cold here in Arkansas. It's about 36 degrees. I don't know where you are, but it's cold here. I wanted to come on this morning. I just have been wanting you to take some time for yourself. Through self-development and personal growth, making sure that you are writing in your journal and taking that necessary time. During this process, you're going to have to be pushed to do it yourself. I am just here to lead and guide you. And so, you guys, it's been absolutely amazing. And so I want you to get ready. Yesterday was day 9. Every negative word that you speak can convince you that you do not deserve what God has truly promised to you. All of us have been promised something from God. And if you want to know what those promises are, go and look in that little black book. It tells us all the promises that are due to us. Very, very, very powerful. Today is day 10. It says, stop, look, and listen to what the Spirit is saying. It is always speaking. The Spirit is always speaking. It always has something to say. Are you in position? Are you truly in position? Is it chaotic? Is it noisy around you? The most wonderful time to hear the Spirit for direction is when you are quiet, when you're still. And in the world that we live in now, everything is so fast-paced. Everything is fast. Everybody is moving. Everybody is going. You always have something to say. But are we listening? Are we listening? There is value in being still. There's value in that. I've got my best breakthroughs through being still. I've got my best breakthroughs when I've had major trauma in my life. People who have walked away from me. People who have disappointed me. So today, stop, look, and listen. There is a message in being still. There is a message in being obedient to get somewhere and be still. A lot of times we don't want to get still because we don't want to hear what the Spirit wants to say. Because you're busy. It's almost like you're in denial. You know you're going to get divine instruction. Businesses have been birthed because guess what? They've gotten still. They've gotten a pen and piece of paper, wrote the vision, and made it plain. And this is where faith comes in. Now, because he's given you the vision and plan, now is for you to wait. So a lot of times in a season of waiting, it's a season of silence. Woo, that's a powerful thing about faith. It's not a whole lot of chattering. It's not a whole lot of talking. It's you trusting God. I don't know if it's the business that you're trying to get. the home that you're trying to purchase? Are you even enrolling in school and getting accepted? It's faith. Faith is waiting till God performs his perfect will in your life. But in your waiting, you're supposed to be thanking him and praising him and telling him how wonderful he is and what he said in his word. One thing I do know is you can bank on it. I'm reminded of a story in the Bible about Ruth. And it's a lot of scenarios that you can talk about Ruth. But Ruth was in position to be blessed. She was in position to where she could be found. So if you just get busy doing what you're supposed to be doing, the blessing will hunt you down. Get in position, y'all. Get in position. Hope you guys have an amazing day. Go and be great, my beloveds.